Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning. And it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all honor and all praise and all worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles, of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my coverings and our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your study tools that we use to study the Word of God with when we come together on this at this time of the day. And we'll be right back with a word of prayer, and we'll get right back into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use to study the Word of God when we come together at this time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Truly, 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 it is such a joy to be in the land of the living, to be able to fellowship and commune with the body of Christ, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Truly, 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 it is a beautiful day today. It is a God-given day today. Remember that. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, first we want to say holy, wonderful, excellent, majestic, righteous, perfect, almighty is your name in all the earth. For there is none beside you, and there is none like you. Above the earth, in the earth, or beneath the earth. You are the almighty living God. And we bless you. And we glorify you. And we magnify you. And we exalt and we extol you, Master, King, Savior, Lord, Father, Abba. We thank you for this privilege this opportunity that you have given us to be able to gather in your name and have you personally in our midst. Thank you, Jesus, for opening the way for our salvation so that we can commune with you, so that we can enjoy you, so that we can fellowship with you as we fellowship with one another. Lord, we bless you. And we say, have thine own way, O God, in this broadcast on today. You are the potter, and we are the clay. We submit ourselves to you. We give up our will to you, O God. We say, Father, forgive us for anything and everything that is not like you, that is not pleasing in your sight, O God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this forgiveness that you have given unto us. We thank you how you made us righteous with your blood and in right standing with God. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. Lord, we are workers in your kingdom to bring you glory and you glory alone. Let your love be shed abroad from all of us, every man, woman, boy, and girl, so that they may glorify you, Abba, in heaven, and know truly, Lord Jesus, that we are your disciples. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, for you are the teacher, and you bring us into all truth. And I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto the people on today. Father, thank you for the listening audience on this day. Lord Jesus, you are with them wherever they are right now. They are in your presence. And we reverence you. Lay your nail-scarred hands on each and every individual listening to this broadcast on this day. Touch, heal, deliver, and answer prayer. For your ears are open unto the righteous, unto their humble cry. Lord, we thank you for victory in Jesus' name, and we thank you for this answered prayer in advance. Have your way and move by your Spirit as only as you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture text will be coming from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 12, and we'll probably look at Isaiah chapter 45 and maybe spend a little time there, but there are a couple of other passages of scriptures that the Lord wants me to include in today's study. But let's start reading. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and you all can follow along with me in your translations, as we always do together as we study on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time. Truly, it is a joy for us to be together. Amen. God bless all of you, and thank you so much for your support. It is just a wonderful thing when brothers and sisters of the body of Christ can come together in unity of spirit and mind. Amen. Let us begin reading in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1. The Amplified Classic Edition says, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed." Thus says the Lord to his anointed. Is something to be anointed by God, to be his anointed. As Jeremiah 1 and 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you," he says, "as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." What does anointed mean? Nominated or chosen as successor to or leading candidate for a position. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, Isaiah 45, verse 1. To Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will unarm and ungird the loins of kings, to open doors before him, so that gates will not be shut. Now, this is not just to Cyrus, but put your name in there. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Renee, to Michael, to Susan, to Sherry, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before you. And I will unarm and ungird the loins of kings to open doors before you so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and level the mountains to make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, and of Israel, my chosen, I have called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no one else. There is no God besides me. I will gird and arm you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the east and the rising of the sun, and from the west and the setting of the sun, that there is no God besides me. I am the Lord, and no one else is he. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace national well-being. And I create physical evil calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Let fall in showers, you heavens from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness, the pure spiritual heaven-born possibilities that have their foundation in the holy being of God. Let the earth open, and let them, the skies and the earth, sprout forth salvation. And let righteousness germinate and spring up as plants do together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe. Woe to him who strives with his maker. A worthless piece of broken pottery among other pieces equally worthless, and yet presuming to strive with his maker. Shall the clay say to him who fashions it, what do you think you are making? Or your work has no handles. Woe to him who complains against his parents that they have begotten him, who says to a father, what are you begetting? Or to a woman, with what are you in travail? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and its maker, would you question me about things to come? Concerning my children and concerning the work of my hands, would you command me? I made the earth and created man upon it. I, with my hands, stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their hosts. The Lord has a question for all of us today, myself included. And the Holy Spirit will ask all of us, can I do with you what I will? Can I do with you what I will? I do with you what I will. You know, when we ask the Lord to have his own way and have his way in us, that is a place of complete submission. But are we really, truly, fully, totally, completely, wholly submitted? Have we given over our mind to him? Have we given over our will to him? Have we given over completely our heart and our ways to him? As the Holy Spirit leads us. Verse 18, let's skip down to verse 18. It says, for thus says the Lord who created the heavens, God himself, who formed the earth and made it, who established it and did not create it to be a worthless waste. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no one else. I have not spoken in secret, in a corner of the land of darkness. I did not call the descendants of Jacob to a fruitless service, saying, seek me for nothing. Promise them a just reward. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, the truth, trustworthy, straightforward correspondence between deeds and words. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry about in religious processions or into battle their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and bring forward your strong arguments for praying to gods that cannot save. Yes, take counsel together. Who announced this? The rise of Cyrus and his conquest before long ago. What God declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a rigidly and uncompromisingly just and righteous God and Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me, God says, and be saved. All the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. Only in the Lord, only in me shall one say, I have righteousness, salvation, and victory, and strength to achieve. God said, only in me shall you say, I have righteousness, salvation, and victory, and strength to achieve. To him shall all come who were incensed against him, and they shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the offspring of Israel be justified, enjoy righteousness, salvation, and victory, and shall glory. Only in the Lord shall one say, I have righteousness. I have salvation. And I have victory. And I have strength to achieve. Scripture says, not by power, not by might, not by our own power, not by our own might, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Again, the Lord will ask, can I do with you what I will? How long do we seek him when we seek him? You know, seeking him and seeking his face is a continual, habitual, constant action. Scripture says, pray without ceasing. That means you never stop. We never stop seeking him. We never stop trusting him. We never stop leaning on him. We never stop relying on him. We never stop understanding that he is the, and we are the clay. It is not, and it should not be, what we want. But it should be what he wants. What does a son and a daughter do for their father? If the father gives them instructions, do they say, well, I'm going to do it this way, even though my father told me to do it that way? Truly being obedient, if obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. In verse 19 of Isaiah 45, God said, I have not spoken in secret. In a corner of the land of darkness, I did not call the descendants of Jacob to a fruitless service. Jesus didn't call us to a fruitless service when he said, seek me. If you love me, keep my commandments. He did not call the descendants of Jacob to a fruitless service saying, seek me for nothing. He didn't say that. He said, but I promised them a just reward. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, the truth, trustworthy, straightforward correspondence between deeds and words. I declare things that are right. He declared in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. We should be as children. We should be as children when it comes to Abba, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Such is the kingdom of heaven. How do we approach him with a childlike heart? A tender heart. A soft heart. A pliable heart. In the hands of the potter. A heart that can be turned when he wants to turn it. Molded and shaped the way he wants to mold and shape it. A heart that is attentive and tender to his will and to his way. Ears that are quickly attentive to his voice. We should love him that much. We should be slow to anger, just like our Father is. We should be full of compassion, just like our Father is. We should be full of love and loving kindness for one another, just like our Father is toward us, to ask for forgiveness, quick to ask for repentance, quick to make things right, especially with our brothers and sisters. Because this is what God wants. No man knows the time nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. Psalms 145. It says, I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with its new reasons will I bless you, affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and so deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another generation and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your rightness and justice. The Lord is gracious, our Father, Lord Jesus, gracious and full of compassion. We as his children should reflect him. As the body of Christ, we are the bride of Christ. Christ is the head of the church. We are the bride of Christ. And as the bride of Christ, we should be reflecting our bridegroom, who he is, all that he is. Lord, help us to reflect you in everything we do, especially with relating to other people. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. The entirety of things created. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your loving ones shall bless you affectionately, and gratefully shall your saints confess and praise you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. This right here is about evangelism right here. This right here is about telling someone your story. This right here is about letting them know that Jesus came to save them, to save that which was lost, how he brought you, where he brought you from. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those of his own who are falling and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, and expecting. And you, Lord, give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. The Lord is rigidly righteous in all his ways, and gracious and merciful in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him sincerely and in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all those who love him. The Lord preserves all those who love him. But all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh, let all flesh bless. Affectionately and gratefully praise his holy name forever. We have so much to be thankful to the Lord for. We have so much to praise him for. We have so much to worship him for. When we look back over our lives, from where we began, when he put his ruach breath into us, up until right now and where he's going to take us in the future, we should be thanking him in advance. We should never cease to praise him. We should never cease to love him. We should never cease to laud him. We should never cease to thank him. We should never cease to worship him. We should never cease to serve him. We should want to serve him. I mean, you love him so much, you just got to. It's like, Lord, what is it? I'm waiting in expectancy. I got to do something. Tell me what to do. I'll do it right now. Whatever. I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to do this. I know you walking with me. I'm walking by faith. I'm going to be a blessing. And I know that you're going to put the right people in my path. And those that you put in my path on this day, you ordained for them to be in my path on this day, for me to be a blessing to them. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity, this to be able to open your word and glean and eat and sit at your feet and just glean and eat the morsels from your precious word, O God. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the way maker, the promise keeper. the light in the darkness, the miracle worker, oh God. For we know that on you we rely. We can fully trust in you. We can fully rely on you. We can fully lean on you, and we lean on you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you as he smiles upon you, his child. May the Lord be gracious unto you. And may the Lord bless you continually. Wholly, completely, continually, habitually, with his favor, himself, his peace, himself, his essence, who he is, the fullness of him, all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you on this day. You are victorious and you are special and the apple of God's eye. Until we meet again, God bless you. Good God day.